So that the parents of those kids that I have in class, we have started a lesson plan on apologetics, okay? So giving them the ability, and this is what Raquel left, but giving them the ability to know exactly where their faith and trust is, and to be able to define that. And I hate the word defend, okay? Because I've never been a guy that does cover and concealment, okay? I've never done the pulpit lectern guy. I've never really done that. But to give them the ability to communicate why they believe, okay? My go-to, now, you guys know my history. I grew up in a Baptist church in the Southern Tier, and I accepted Christ when I was 10. I had no idea what that meant till I was about 15, okay? I was baptized at 11, and in that church, we did not participate in communion unless we could explain why we're participating. I like the fact that kids are participating here and they are learning in Sunday school what it means to be a Christian, a follower. I've always defended myself as saying, I'm one of those born again Christians, grew up in a Baptist church, went to a Christian school, went to a Christian high school, joined the army, and then served our local government as a cop. Okay, that's the way I defend myself, because that's a start to the questions that somebody might have for you about 1 Peter 3, what's the word? Come on, Alex. 1 Peter 3, huh? Ezra. What did you say? You said 18? 15. See, he's got it. Because, why? We can defend how we believe and why. And that's what I think sets us apart from a lot of others. And I'm not going to say other religions. I dislike the word religion, because religion gives the impression that I'm working myself to God. God already made me what I am, and he already did the work for me. All I have to do is believe. And in that belief, I should have change. There should be change. Okay? So what I've done is just given, and just so you know, I have got to do this to stay on task. Okay, so you can follow along or not follow along. You can take notes or not take notes. It's up to you, all right? But I've got to try and do PowerPoint to stay on task. And that's only because way back when I did some police instructing, and if any of you had ever sat through, and I know Dave has, try to instruct cops. You got to stay. You got to keep it on task. Okay, you really do. All right. So to keep this going, okay, I just want you to know that I can't use this Bible anymore because the pages are so brittle. So I've kind of put it aside. But you're going to see there's tons of notes and stuff. But Babette gave me this in 1979. And it means an awful lot, and I want to keep it. So that's why I have it. But I know at some point, and I don't remember when, I wrote the Romans Road in my Bible so that I always remembered it. So 1979, okay? 3:23, Romans 3:23, 6:23, 10, 9, and 10, and 5, 8, and 3, 10. That was the five that were given to me, okay? And just to give you just a little comparison, my new Bible that Babette also bought me, just so you know, she must think that I need a Bible. I'm just saying, okay? But in my new Bible, I say it's not new. When did you get this for me, B? Oh, 2015. Look at that. Says in the front. See that? She writes in them, too. She's wonderful. I got to tell you, I don't deserve it. But so I don't deserve her. Anyway. Okay, so I don't know how or when I added some to my Romans route. 3:23 for all of sin, 3:10 through 18, 6:23a, you know, for the wages of sin, and then B, the gift of God, and then 5:8, God demonstrated his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and then I got 10:9, if we confess with our mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody help me. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Whew. I don't do this, and it just things separate from me. Okay, so then I go 10:13, whoever calls on his name. 5:1, justified by faith. 8:1, no condemnation, who are in Christ. And 8:38 and 39, I am persuaded neither life nor death. So, and I don't know where I got them. Obviously, sometimes through study, sometimes through others. But when we talk about Romans Road, do you agree with me that before you start this, somebody has got to have some other questions in mind? I believe so. Why are we speaking to someone? They must see something in us. What is the reason for our hope? That's, you know, that's 1 Peter. What is the reason for our hope? And hopefully somebody sees that in us. Okay, so Romans Road. I think it's important to incorporate some other verses. We're going to try that. The Spirit is the one who works. I don't work in somebody. Okay? It's the Spirit that works in somebody else. I do believe, okay, that we should be in the Bible as much as we can, because the Holy Spirit will give us remembrance of what we have learned. He will, okay? I don't know how many times that I've been in a conversation with somebody that there's a guy that I see quite often, and his conversation is, how can you believe in a book written by old guys a long time ago? And you know, I don't throw the wages of sin or death at him. I don't. I do throw at him, what if you're wrong? I'm just saying, what if you are wrong? And that's not just a book written by a bunch of old guys. Okay? What if it is actually God's word inspired through individual guys over, what's Pastor say, 4,000 years or something like that or whatever? And it all leads to one event, Christ. Okay, what if? I'm just saying. And I like to see he usually stops with, he usually then starts with, all religion should be outlawed. But I haven't shot him yet. So I was not supposed to say that out loud. Okay, so we are invited, okay, and it's an invitation by Christ to sow some seeds, all right? And it isn't our intent to actually beat people over the head, all right? So if we can share the gospel in some way that gets the Holy Spirit tugging at their heart, then Romans Road really can work a miracle. That, I mean, just my opinion. And hopefully next week, Pastor Graziano corrects all of this. So it is helpful to understand a couple of things, okay? That it does require some sorrow. Someone has to feel that they need this. It has to produce some repentance. All right? That's the important thing here. If you're ready to use the Romans Road, are you ready for somebody to break down in front of you? Because I have seen that. Okay? I have seen someone break down and say, this is the most important thing in the world. And it is. All right? So, I have condensed for the purpose of time. And that doesn't look like what I got, but that's fine. 4 verses that kind of send you in some other places. All right? So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's 2 and 3. 4, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. 10:9. So I kind of shortened those, but I'm going to show you what I kind of think I did to give us an idea on how I try to use it. And it's only just me. It's not, you know, if you got something else, that's fine. Okay? So all of sin comes short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away, that altogether became worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. And I throw in there, not even me. Okay? I got no good in me. And I could share some things that I know I got no good in me. But the fact is, every one of us is saved only by the grace of God. And I love how Josh said that. This is all we have, is what God has given us. We deserve none of it. We really do. I mean, I've done nothing to deserve any of it, really. Okay? So, what's the question? Unless a person is ready to repent and turn from their ways, walking down the aisle and giving some wholehearted obedience to Christ, they really can't be saved. Okay? I know we see on TV a lot of times the megachurch pastors, they'll give a call and they're great. I'm not saying some of these are just great orators. They can really speak. And people come down and they sit and they pray and then they go on with their lives. Should there be some change? And I fight with this in my own thoughts. Should there be some change? Should they be looking to change their lives? Absolutely. Okay? In the example that I kind of brought up here was David, and it's Psalms 51, 1 through 4, 16 and 17. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read it. But David, and I think this is where he gets his the label, a heart after God, because he sees how horrible he is without Christ, without God. He sees how horrible he is. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. How many times do you pray that? God, I'm going to tell you, I there's sometimes I pray this. And as I just, you know, because there's a part of me that can get angry. Okay, and I don't know karate. Okay, so there's a part of me that really doesn't understand people that can't follow the rules. I it's just a thing. Okay, and I'm not saying y'all have to be, you know, like Josh's church where you come in, you sit and quiet. Right? But I'm just saying it's sometimes hard for me to see somebody that just can't get it together, all right? And I know the first time that I had to take a urine test for drugs, I was in Germany, and I was on a missile base, and they said, okay, the MPs, we're all going, we're going to do a urine test. I go, you're going to test for what? Well, drugs. We got to make sure you're not. And I looked around because, I came from a Christian school. I went right in the Army and went right to Germany. Well, I didn't marry a great girl in between. But, I mean, and I'm going, wait, what? Some of these guys that wrote their in and said, I'm going to defend, and they use drugs? Are you kidding me? And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't a thing for me. Never crossed my mind. Maybe it's because I was afraid my father would beat me to death, but it could have been. I'm not saying, but I was shocked. What do you mean? I don't do drugs. They watch you. They have to watch you urinate. I'm going to say. It's embarrassing, okay? But I'm just saying that was my first shock, okay? And then we had a couple of guys that all of a sudden they were gone. And I go, where did they go? Well, they got a little problem. Army's going to take care of that. It is imperative that if we're going to share, I think we got to make sure that we say something about change. And that's why it's so great to be here in a church like this. Okay? So I'm taking up too long. Now I'm taking too long. I just know I am. All right, two. All right, here we go. Okay? So I just go, really, I break this down 2A and then 2B is 3, but the wages of sin is death. If you want to do the who, what, when, where, why, how, you can, okay? What did you earn? Your wage. What did you earn? Yeah. That's it. Okay? That's death. So to be redeemed, a person must realize the sin is an offense to God. He is holy. Okay? We must understand unless we turn to Jesus, we're going to be judged for our iniquities. I love it when Pastor says, Bema Seat is not us being judged for our wrongdoing, but what we did with the mercy and the grace that God gave us that we believed in. What we did with that. Okay? And, I love those messages that he does when he mentions the crown and whatnot. The crowns that will be earned and cast back, because I think at that point, that's the point we're going to understand. Because I don't know that I understand or that I could understand. That's the point we're going to understand what Christ really did. Okay? And I got the example of Nicodemus in there. You can read it if you want to read it. If you want it back later, that's fine. Okay? It's so important for us. So, this is the tough one. For a long time, and I have been in some visiting churches, okay, that there really is no real hardcore preaching about hell and the eternal separation from God. Eternal separation. I don't care how you describe hell. Fire, brimstone, blackness, darkness. I just can't imagine being separated from God and everything he has created. And that's what hell is. It's a complete separation. Friendship is something that God created, okay? A relationship with a wife is something that God created. If God created that, you think any of that's in hell? I don't think so. I got a guy that I know. He says, that's where all my friends will be. I don't think so. I don't think that's how hell works. I don't know. Not going there. But I'm just saying, I think because these are the relationships are a thing that God created. Men didn't create that. So I don't think you got friends in hell. I really don't. If you do, call me because I'm not going to be there. I don't know. So I get it, okay? I don't want to scare people that they're going to hell and that's the only reason they get saved. That's not important, okay? You don't accept Christ because you're afraid of hell, okay? I realized a long time ago I accepted Christ because I'm afraid of myself and who I can be. So anyway, I got this from somebody else, that it's been said that Jesus warns more about the consequences of hell than the blessings of heaven, okay? All right, three, quick. God's free gift, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Whew. This is the how I get there. Because somebody else did it for me. Somebody else paid the ticket. Okay? God demonstrates his love for us, this while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's 5:8. That's in Romans wrote. So be aware that many people who've used or responded to the Romans wrote often miss the vital point of repentance and devotion to Christ as their master. That's true. I don't know how to say it other than that. I'm all for people making a decision, but following up that decision to be born again with, and very first thing, with a family like this one. Join a family. Okay, you don't have to be in this church, I guess. There's some other ones. I don't know of any. But join a family and then listen and take notes from our pastor. Then review your notes. Now, mine are all over the place. Because I don't know if you know this, but our pastor does have an opportunity of sometimes to get off track. And then he's not listening, right? So and then he gets back on track. But there's verses in there that still mean something. So you got to write them down. And sometimes you can actually follow along. It's okay. Yes. All right. All right, so, you know, some people might believe that this free gift costs nothing. And they might think that, and there's some people that think that all they have to do is practice the religious rituals, like communion, like showing up. I don't know. I think it's clear that salvation is by grace, not by anything that we can do. I think it's our choice. Mike said it the best. He brings us along and we get to help. And I can see Peter. I love the little boy. I can see Peter just, you know, walking behind you, you know, kicking snow with maybe back on the sidewalk so Mike has to clean it again. I don't, but He brings us along in the journey. He brings us along. The Holy Spirit does the work. And, hey, maybe I'm in the same room. That's awesome. Okay? And I think, you know, the example for that one was the rich young ruler, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. But you guys know Christ saw his heart and saw what that rich young ruler thought of more than his salvation. And he went, and this is, doesn't the Holy Spirit do this? He goes right after the thing that you deem most important and say, are you willing to give that up? You guys know the rich young ruler. I'm not going to read that. Okay. So number four. Okay. No. Where was number three, four? Yep. I got to move on. Okay. Just saying. All right. Confessing Jesus is Lord. Christ must be Lord of your life. And if that's true, things change. They do. Okay? If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. I got some KJV, the King's Version and the New King's Version in there, because I, you know, Mrs. Bennett, she bought me KJV, and then she bought me NKJV, and I don't know what's next. Okay? I don't even know what that is. New American Standard, yeah. I know a church in Warsaw, they go to the English Standard. So my uncle's church, but anyway. In this, all right. So the question is, what do you think? That's my question to you. About counting the cost. Is it a red flag? I like that red flag thing. Is it a red flag? I believe in Jesus, but I'm going to go do my own thing. I've heard that. I got my own thing. Okay? And I like that. I like that. If your own thing is here, okay? Bring your own thing, okay? But I think that can be a concern. Okay? We have members that that Zoom, and that's okay, because at some point I will be of that age where getting out of my recliner is painful. Actually, I'm not that age. I just, Babette says, get up! Do something! Anyway, no, she doesn't. She's not like that at all. But I like the fact that we have family members that are able to Zoom and participate here, because it's important for us. And if we can, we give them support, and we call them during the week and get them on the church app. That's dangerous, okay? So, lastly, if we proclaim the gospel, that's all we have to do. And I like the fact that it's easy. So you arm yourself with the gospel. Jesus was real. It's history. Christ died on the cross. He was and still is the Son of God, the plan to redeem you and me. And that's a plan. And all we have to do is believe that that was done for you and I. And if I can show somebody else through my walk through life, I think that's sometimes the best way, not to speak, just to do stuff like Joe DiMaggio. No, he talks too. But he is everywhere doing something for somebody. I'm going to tell you right now, if that isn't Christ, that example right there, okay? And he's conscious about what he does, okay? So, hey, what I'd like you to do, okay, and this is just a pre-thought. If you've got Romans Road and you've got something different than I do or something like that, I would love for you to come to the front building, into the rap hall, and we can discuss what you got and where you got it. Because I'm going to tell you, I grew up in a Baptist church, okay? These things came, like, every other week, okay? And in Sunday school and in youth group and stuff like that. So that's where, I mean, I wrote things down. If you got something else that you think is helpful, I'll make a note in my NKJV, not my KJV. Nobody touches that Bible. Okay? I opened it this week and ripped a page, and it just breaks my heart. More than a few years ago, Raquel put a new cover on it because the whole binding had come loose and stuff. But and I wish I still had, I could get to all the notes that are in it, but I can't. I can some, but I got to be so careful because the pages are ripped and stuff. So I still write in this one, just so you know, okay, I'm on it. I just can't do, Raquel, the bleep bloop down on the you know, the inner web thing and do stuff. She's like, yeah, huh? Yes, ninth app. There's going to be another app, just so you know. All right. Thanks for coming this morning. Let's close in a word of prayer. All right. Remember, if you can. All right. Yeah, it's Soup Sunday. Okay, so there's food over there. Terrence, one serving, because I've seen you. Terrence, I'm just, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, I think it was, what is it, like our first visit? We shared that, you know, we're born again and we're believers. And he's a busy guy, though. He really is with the youth in this area. And they need somebody that is a believer, number one, and can give some direction, number two. And we like having him at headquarters as well. Well, I just like when he pays rent. So, okay. Yeah. All right, so we got Lauren this week on the 6th. We got Karen on the 9th, which is awesome. Anybody's planned anything for you? You have no clue? Oh, Raise the Roof is, you're going. So Mrs. Bennett and I will not be there. So I have a pair of tickets. If anybody wants to go to Raise the Roof, I got a pair of tickets that aren't used. So if a couple of people want to go, that's great. I do have a pair of tickets. Let me know today so I can get them to you. Mrs. Bennett and I are, we're going to have a anniversary weekend. In a cabin in the woods in Pennsylvania. Okay? We're just trying to get away from the dog and the cat. Or I am, I should say. I'm trying to get away from the dog and the cat. So we will not be back until Sunday evening. So anyway, have a great week. And like I said, if somebody wants to go, let me know. Okay? I got a couple of tickets. All right, Lord, we want to thank you for today, and we want to thank you for the opportunity to open your word. Lord, you've spelled out how easy it is to believe. The problem is we got to get past ourselves and the things that we think are important. So I'm going to ask you that you strengthen us and our resolve in being together with the family of God and being available to serve and being ready to give a defense for the reason of the hope that is in me. Reminding myself with humility and respect, but giving that hope that I have. Lord, we just want to thank you again for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.